This Friday, May 22nd, it's the first concert of the summer at Vintage Community in Templeton featuring the Mark Adams Band.
Hey, I was out last night, started a fight, feeling bad this morning and looking a sight. Stumbling and a-bumming and feeling for the knob of my door.
The Mark Adams Band this Friday at Vintage Community, 690 Peterson Ranch Road, just up from the CHP. Concert is at 6:30, free and open to all ages. Bring a chair, a picnic, or buy food and drinks at the concert. The Mark Adams Band this Friday.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
DA's office charges adult and juvenile for Templeton feed and grain fire. Pass Robles Area Groundwater Authority posts frequently asked questions ahead of hearing for fees. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Located on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane, call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County District Attorney's Office has announced they have charged an adult male and a juvenile in connection with the fire that destroyed the Templeton feed and grain store last year. The fire broke out at approximately 11:30 p.m. on Independence Day, caused by fireworks. The Sheriff's Office has identified an adult who facilitated the procurement of illegal fireworks and explosives, and the juvenile who used them. Due to California law, no identifying information about the juvenile will be released. The adult, 38-year-old Michael Joseph Steele, is being charged with six criminal conducts for assisting the juvenile in finding, purchasing, and transporting illegal fireworks. The juvenile, a 16-year-old male resident, is being charged by a juvenile wardship petition and is being charged for the burning of the feed and grain and use of destructive explosives. Joseph Steele posted a $200,000 bail before he was arrested, learning of his warrant before the arrest, and his arraignment date is scheduled for June 8th. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority posts frequently asked questions section ahead of hearing for fees. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Ahead of the meeting next week that will discuss adopting groundwater sustainability fees, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority has published a frequently asked questions page on their website. The FAQ page says the proposed fees are not retroactive and that this is only for fiscal year 2026 to 27. The board has not proposed a plan for future years' charges. The webpage says rainfall is accounted for using rain gauges throughout the Paso Robles subbasin, and the results are then spatially averaged between gauges so that every block has a representative precipitation amount. Landowners must provide a completed appeal form and documentation to support their appeal claims by June 8th. PRAGA will be holding its hearing regarding the fee in its next meeting on Wednesday, May 27th, in Centennial Park's Norris Room. The meeting starts at 4 p.m., and a portion of the meeting to consider the fee adoption says it'll start at 5 p.m. The California Mid-State Fair is seeking volunteers for its Friends of the Fair program. Volunteers are what make the Mid-State Fair possible, helping create memories, excitement, and community spirit for visitors. Friends of the Fair volunteers can earn a season pass if they complete at least 10 volunteer hours that include a two-hour shift during the fair and a workday or pre-fair shift. All sorts of hours are available from day to night, weekdays, and weekends. Volunteers under 16 must always be supervised by an adult. The 2026 California Mid-State Fair will run from July 15th through the 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s. KPRL News conducted an interview with the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board. The interview focused on recent increases to the HOA's assessment fees, upgrading its security system, and community feedback. At the end of the interview, the president, Mason Yaffe, shared his stance on a proposed California Senate bill, SB 1007, proposed by Senator Caroline Menevar. Here's Mason on that.
This bill essentially limits our ability to increase assessments to the CPI, which is completely anti-capitalist and a dramatic overstep. It's an unfunded mandate that would make it very difficult for every association in the state to manage their finances in a responsible way. Because as you know, insurances and employee expenses and things like that don't go up every year by the CPI. And so just to keep up with the cost of running our association, we sometimes have to raise dues by a greater amount than the CPI. So this is something that's disturbing to all of the associations in the state and another kind of controversial topic that we want to weigh in on.
Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The commemoration in Paso Robles will be held at the District Cemetery. Atascadero's celebration will be at the Faces of Freedom Memorial, and Templeton's will be at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. Each celebration starts with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by words from their guest speakers. The events are all expected to conclude after about an hour. Atascadero's commemoration will feature a barbecue by the Kiwanis, and in Templeton will be a barbecue benefit fundraiser. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Angels 3-2. The Blue Jays shut out the Yankees 2-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the White Sox. The Athletics will go against the Padres. The Angels will face the Rangers. The Dodgers will go against the Brewers. The Yankees will face the Rays. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order directing California to prepare workers, small businesses, and communities for the economic disruption that artificial intelligence will bring to the workforce. The order directs the state to explore policies that empower workers to help them share in the gains made from AI adoptions and respond to possible employment and workforce disruption. Authorities arrested more than 300 suspects and rescued 40 children during Operation Firewall, a massive multi-county child exploitation sting across Southern California. This month's long crackdown spanned more than five counties in the region. Suspects were charged with possession, production, and distribution of child sexual abuse material, lewd acts with a child, attempting to contact or meet a minor for lewd purposes, human trafficking, failure to register as a sex offender, and more. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said, quote, "Get your kids off the internet. Nothing good comes from it. I don't care what platform it is. If there's an ability to communicate with an adult, they're being groomed." Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, following the Trump-Xi meetings in Beijing, China's General Administration of Customs granted a 5-year registration extension to 425 overdue U.S. beef establishments in China's food import food establishment system, a critical step toward restoring market access for U.S. beef. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says it's a major breakthrough for the U.S. meat industry.
This is great news. It's even better news for our customers in China, which have been clamoring to regain access to U.S. beef. These customers are ready and able and ready to go. The other thing that was encouraging in the release from the White House was that not only are we getting these plants relisted, we also have issues with plants that have been suspended, and USTR is working on that as we speak. So that was part of the announcement as well, to work on getting those suspended plants re-engaged as well. So some very good outcomes from last Friday.
Now, Hallstrom also notes that access to China also enhances the value of similar beef cuts that the U.S. industry exports to other Asian markets such as Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California production of almonds, peaches, and winter wheat is expected to drop, while production of durum wheat is projected to rise in 2026, according to a crop forecast released last week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The department estimated the 2026 almond crop will drop about 1% from 2025. Total peach production is projected to fall nearly 10% this year to 480,000 tons, a dip from 532,000 tons last year. On wheat production, California is expected to harvest the same number of acres of winter wheat as last year, about 110,000, but yield is projected to be lower this year. The state is expected to produce 7.15 million bushels of winter wheat in 2026 compared to 9.46 million bushels in 2025. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, sunny on Friday. Mid-70s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and on Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks appear heading for another upbeat week as investors approach the long holiday weekend. Estee Lauder shares are up 11%. Lauder and beauty brand Pooch have ended their merger talks. Analysts were critical of the deal, saying a merger would not have been a good fit. Online human resources company Workday is crushing rumors that artificial intelligence would make the software industry obsolete. Workday's earnings and sales topped expectations for the recent quarter, and it continues to sign up more subscribers. IMAX shares are up more than 14%. The Wall Street Journal says the movie screen company is exploring a sale. BJ's Wholesale reported an upbeat quarter. Shoppers looking to save were buying gas and ordering more online, and it signed up more members. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. SimpliSafe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplisafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplisafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
The
Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, which you can text to get in. It's that simple. It's not AI, but it's technology. Well, I just say that. Hit the red button next time. All right, Darsh is flying solo this afternoon. So that's Open Mic Friday here on The Right Choice, 12:30 till 2. Chris, I don't know why this popped into my head, but when I was playing that intro to this song here, does Friday mean anything to you?
Are you talking about just the day, or is that supposed to be a group or something?
No, if somebody, you know, like the old, thank goodness it's Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I like Friday. Who doesn't like Fridays?
I guess I'm interpreting it a different way. Because, you know, like I've run into some people and they say, oh, man, great. Thank goodness it's Friday. And I want to say, well, I'm not 18. I don't give a damn if it's Friday or not anyway. You see what I mean?
I guess, but if you have a job where you get weekends off, then thank God it's Friday.
Okay, that simplifies it. Thanks. Just thought I'd check. It's like, I don't care. I'm not, you know, doing that. All right, anyway, let's see here. A couple of things. This is from yesterday. Then this has to do with the voting because somebody had called in and so forth. So another one of these stories that we hear from time to time. Our son, who moves often, has always kept our local address for all his official important documents so they don't get lost when he relocates. That being said, for years, he always got ballots in our mailbox for voting in California elections. When he moved to Colorado, he registered to vote and voted in Colorado elections. He then moved to Nevada and re-registered there. At the time of the last presidential election, he received ballots from all three states. Seems to us when a person registers in a new state, the system should automatically remove him from any previous voter rolls. But that's not the case. Scary how easy it would have been for him to vote three times. Flaws in the system. Well, I know of someone who lived on the East Coast and moved to darn near paradise quite a few years ago, and he was still getting his election material from Boston or Massachusetts. And yes, he did vote in both states. He was honest. Now, that's illegal, but he did. So, if these are just two cases that are in darn near paradise, what are the chances? And I've often wondered that, too. Why isn't there a coordination between, okay, you now live here, you don't live there anymore. I mean, this is a tech world. I don't understand why that can't be done easily. And as we know, there's been questions about voter rolls in many counties throughout the country, including here in San Luis Obispo. So I don't know how this stuff works. Anyway. Okay, let's see here. Will we get on that? Nope, that's not there. Let's see. I came across something on... Chris, you did the story with Newsom on the AI.
Yeah, this California news story.
Okay, and he's signed an executive order, right?
Basically, yes. Okay. Or issued an executive order.
Okay, so what I get a kick out of is, and this is, does it say in there that this is just to do with the job losses regarding state employees or just job losses in the state of California in general?
I believe it's the state of California in general, not for state employees, because he did specify small businesses, and I don't know a state employee that's part of a small business.
No, because they produce nothing. Anyway, so it calls. He's calling on for state agencies to explore ways to mitigate job losses stemming from AI. Well, he signed executive orders last month and in 2023, putting in place AI protections and encouraging state agencies to use the new technology. So, once again, either he made a really stupid decision, or this is more hypocrisy. Because I'm sure most people have forgotten, even last month, let alone 2023.
I think it's trying to have your cake and eat it, too.
That's a very nice way of saying he's full of you-know-what, and he's trying to placate people or hide it. He's disguising it, or I'll even go further than saying he's lying. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. And I doubt seriously that he'll be called on this. Now, it just so happens that this latest order came a day after Facebook owner Meta laid off 8,000 workers. But this is also a governor who's wanting to save jobs in the state of California, where through some of the things he's signed, thousands of people have lost their jobs because of state regulations and so forth on the fast food workers thing, as we know, from a couple of years ago. And we know about businesses taking jobs out of the state. So this guy is, we use it all the time. It's amazing. But here is something that's interesting about the AI. Some studies have found that companies seeing stronger gains in using AI to help people do their jobs better. So what's in, and this is not all cases, but it's just, it's somewhat interesting that, okay, companies have been going to AI and investing a lot of money in AI, in many cases, to eliminate workers, because AI could do the work. We've heard the stories. However, they don't pinpoint specifically if there's a consistency in what kind of companies and you know what the work entails, is AI doesn't necessarily understand a customer or how to make the correct adjustments or judgment according to the customer, and with other issues as well. and some things that are, you know, again, there's so many businesses that this affects and so forth. So the bottom line here is that, I'm sorry, I said bottom line. I will wash my mouth out with soap as soon as I get off the air. The end of this is that AI may be helping some companies, you know, cut costs and so forth, but in general, it's a tool to use to help the people that you have. So I don't know if your governor has heard the study or read anything about it, but I thought that that was pretty interesting because, you know, all double hockey sticks was going to happen with AI, and there will be people that will be replaced, but they're finding that companies, they're seeing, in some cases, short-term gains by cutting some, not jobs, the job needs to still be done, but cutting employees. But they're finding that, well, you know what, we still have to have face-to-face communications and so forth and so on. And, I mean, that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. And usually these are, you know, larger businesses, not the moms and pops and so forth. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting regarding that. Also, Chris, they don't on the story here about the fire in Templeton. They don't say what the relationship is between this 36-year-old child and the juvenile, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, you have to wonder what it is. You have to wonder what it is. All right, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is the Lions Club calling again. Inviting people to come help us decorate the Paso Robles District Cemetery with the big flags lining the driveways this weekend to help remember those that gave it all for our country. We started 6:30 a.m. every morning, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Putting the flags up, it takes about an hour. And then again, at 2:30, we have to take them down for the night. That also takes about an hour of your time. So if anybody wants to come out, just, you know, they don't have to come out each and every time. Just if they have a spare moment, one of the morning, one of the afternoons, we can always use more help.
Okay, so you said for them to get there about 6:30?
Yeah. Yeah, between 6:30 and 6:45. Sometimes they...
Okay.
They're in a hurry to get going.
And and that's... and they can commit to... They don't have to... Well, let me see. Do they have to commit to all 3 days, or you'll just take what you can get?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Yeah, even the regular volunteers aren't there every single... Sometimes. I mean, other than Tom and Marty Flynn, but and their guys. But the volunteers come and go as they can. And I do say it takes a little more strength early in the morning to get the flags put up, because it's kind of a one-man job, and the flags are real heavy, but you know, it's a flag on a six-foot pole.
Right.
But in the afternoon, it's a three-man job to roll them up properly. So we actually need more help, and you don't have to be quite as strong. So if you're a little older or even kids coming to help roll up the flags. So we always will appreciate the extra help. It's what the weekend's all about, other than, you know, about just the little barbecues we do.
About... is there a consistency or an average about how many people that usually help out?
Yeah, 12 to 15, probably.
Now, I know that the expression "more the merrier" is would fit this perfectly, but what would you like to see, about, you know, 25 or 30? That in that way,
oh, yeah, it happened. It would happen really fast.
Yeah, they wouldn't be out there that long.
No,
Well, you know, one of the good things for this weekend is regarding this, because it, you know, people probably would consider it. It's not going to be hot.
Yeah, because sometimes it is. So we could use the help, and it's a good way to serve. It's a good way to teach, especially young, like teenagers, that type, 12 and up. It's a great way to to teach our kids to serve and to about what it's all about this weekend. And every one of those flags is embroidered with a veteran's name.
Mm.
So it's meaningful. You know, you put that flag up in its stand and it's there every year, honoring a veteran from our local area. And a lot of them lost their lives in a war.
Right. I just thinking that would be so cool for mom and dad and the kids to do that, because that will leave an impression on them.
Yeah. Well, anyways, thanks for letting me call in. I got to go. I got to get to work, but thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you going to work and paying taxes for us, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye.
And the work. Yeah, that would be nice. Again, as he said, they get some more people there, it's going to go quicker. So, all right, 6:30 Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with the takedown later in the afternoon. What did he say? 2:00, I believe. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Let me see here. On the text, Newsom is in desperate cleanup. His messes for his White House run. Gosh, let's hope not. Let's see here. I'm assuming this is, this has to do with the dirtbag and temple. And you know what's funny, sir, before I read this? Well, I read it, but I thought the same thing when I saw the picture. So anyway, here's the text on the fire boy. I took one look at the dirtbag's mugshot that was arrested for the fire in Templeton and realized you can judge a book by its cover. White trash. All right, sir. Nice to know we're on the same page, because I do judge books by their covers. It's worked out well. Morning, Kevin. Do you think AI could take over the governor's job? No, but I think an 8-year-old could do a better job. Let's see here. Voted number one mouthwash. It's a picture of Rolling Rock. Well, I haven't had Rolling Rock in years. And it just so happens that I read something the other day about Schlitz, the beer that's been around for 100 and something years, that they're going to stop making Schlitz. And one of the things that I came across during the article was that they changed the recipe or formula, whatever, and it changed the taste. They also did that with Rolling Rock, because my brother used to work for, the guy that won the Triple Crown, that owner from the Middle East, my brother used to work for them. And he told me that they changed the recipe for Rolling Rock, and that's, I don't know, almost 10 years ago. And I haven't had Rolling Rock, because they changed the taste. It stinks. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, last week or sometime, you guys were talking about Planet Fitness and their policy of judgment-free zone or something like that.
Yeah, they have that stupid sign up there, the judgment-free zone.
Okay. Well, anyway, some lady complained that there was a man in the girls' or women's locker room.
Yeah, that was back in Maine.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know it was local. But
well,
anyway.
No, you know what? You're right. I'm right, and you're right, and we're both right, because the story that went national was the one in Maine, but there was a lady here in Paso Robles who questioned it as well a few years ago.
Okay. Well, anyway, my point is, what I heard you say was that the employee told the customer that she was being transphobic or something like that.
Yeah, one of those words.
Yeah, and I'm thinking the company should fire that employee for being judgmental.
Well, that would make sense based on their pledge, wouldn't it?
Right. If you're going to be judgmental, you shouldn't work here.
They probably would like somebody like that, though.
Probably.
Because yeah, they're being judgmental on the side of the folks that run Planet Fitness.
Uh-huh.
Now, if the lady would have said, well, she got tossed anyway, but if, I don't know, if she would have called somebody a Nazi, well, no, that may have worked too. So, anyway, I know what you mean, though.
Okay, well, thanks. That's all.
All righty, bye. 238-5775. Let's see here on a text again. Newsom is talking out of his northern and southern orifices. Yes, many politicians do that. AI for governor stands for another idiot. You folks are hot today. I like that. I like that. So anyway, there we go. And let's see here. A couple of reminders. The office will be closing at 2 today. As a matter of fact, Darsha will be closing the door at 2. And she's got the padlock. She's got everything. She'll have it locked solid. And then let's see here. Nobody will be here Monday. But we will have specials honoring the day, Memorial Day, for the morning exchange, 6 to 9, and from noon until 2. All right, we're going to head this way, exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The county DA's office have charged an adult male and a juvenile in connection with the fire that destroyed the Templeton Feed and Grain Store last year on the 4th of July. 38-year-old Michael Joseph Steele is accused of assisting the juvenile in procuring and transporting illegal fireworks. The juvenile, whose information will not be shared, is accused of using them and will be charged by juvenile wardship petition. The California Mid-State Fair is seeking volunteers for its Friends of the Fair program. Volunteers will make the fair possible and help create memories, excitement, and community spirit. Friends of the Fair volunteers can earn a season pass if they complete at least 10 volunteer hours. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump announcing that the U.S. will send an additional 5,000 American troops to Poland comes after he recently ordered the withdrawal of 5,000 U.S. troops from Germany after Chancellor Friedrich Merz criticized the U.S.'s conflict with Iran. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be attending a NATO foreign minister meeting in Sweden today. President Trump has been threatening to pull the U.S. from the alliance. NASCAR legend Kyle Busch has died at the age of 41.
It was announced earlier Thursday that Busch was hospitalized as a result of severe illness. He pulled out of this weekend's Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte, which was going to be the first time in more than a decade that Busch missed a Cup Series race.
Fox's Jay Berman. AAA estimates a record 39.1 million Americans will drive 50 miles this Memorial Day weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles Hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
11 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NBA, the Knicks defeated the Cavs 109-93 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. New York shot 52% from the field, had 32 assists, and all starters ended in double digits.
Nothing. We just didn't make shots. I loved everything about
the looks we got. And some days you just miss the open ones. Got great looks. Sometimes we're in and out. Sometimes they're short. Offensively, I'm not worried at all.
That was Cavaliers star Donovan Mitchell, who had 26 points in the loss. Game 3 between the Spurs and the Thunder will tip off on Friday at 8:30 Eastern time. OKC star Jalen Williams is questionable with a hamstring injury. Spurs guard De'Aaron Fox and teammate Dylan Harper are also listed as questionable. At the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Canadians outscored the Hurricanes 6-2 in Game 1 of the East Final. And in baseball, Diamondbacks have won 5 in a row after beating the Rockies 2-1.
I tell you, NBA interviews are just great. All right, there was one game, one game regarding two West Coast teams in Major League Baseball yesterday, and it was the A's getting past the Angels 3-2. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Okay, we have 9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, we're going to have a nice weekend, and highs, at least today, will be around 80. And then a couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid-40s for your Saturday and Sunday. Mid-70s, same for your Memorial Day Monday. Tuesday, low 70s. Wednesday, low 70s. Thursday, low 70s. Next Friday, low 80s. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 5:54 a.m., 8:07 p.m. We are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. The Right Choice, KPRL. Another reminder, yes, the Saturday morning stuff will be on tomorrow. Pure Country at 6:05. Then Diane will be wheeling and dealing on the country store. Jimmy's in fixing your vehicles, and Gary on the jukebox is special. Traditional is kicking off the unofficial start for summer. Memorial Day weekend, and the Beach Boys and fun summer songs. All right, moving right along here at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters and Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Checking in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and the byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home, sweet home, safe and sound and ready to go. All right, as I look to my left, there is nothing up on the world famous board. And it is a blackboard. But if you were to lose one or find one, and that could be winged or webbed, 2 foot or more, which over the years we've had a couple, including a turtle. Give us a call here at the station, Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The other option, the reception at kprl.com. By the way, Chris, you probably aren't aware of this. You know, in the desk over there in the newsroom?
Yes, that one.
We lost a snake there.
I didn't know a snake could even get in there.
We've never found them. So I don't know how long they live. But just, when you're walking around and putting your hands over here and stuff like that, just be a little careful. I just thought I'd tell you that. The snake would be about 30 years old. All right, to Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All righty, just about 6 minutes away from 7 here at the Right Choice, KPRL. You know what's coming. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out yonder at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. And we do that for a reason. Because the FCC tells us we have to. That's it. Because I don't like rules. All right, let's see. Oh, I forgot to do my usual thing here. Friday, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You call in if you think you know the name of the song or the artiste, you do so. But remember, when you call in, just like you shouldn't Miss Landers and Leave It to Beaver, you don't answer a question with a question. And please, when you do answer the question, make sure your inflection doesn't sound like you're asking a question. All right, Buellers? All right, good luck. Here we go. It's one of the hottest summer songs of all time. Oh, man, I love that drum. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And this one was recorded in June of 1963. Oh, Benny Benjamin on the drums, man. That is so cool. The Funk Brothers did the a lot of the music on it, the instruments. And then James Jamerson on the double. But it's just so cool. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Dancing in the Street.
Yeah, Dancing in the Street. Martha and the Vandellas. May I have your name, please?
Karen Grandstrom.
All right, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy the song and enjoy your weekend. Here we go. 1963, recorded but released in July. Huge for the girls. One of the first really big Motown hits, and they deliberately composed and produced it with gospel background, the jazz, and the doo-wop on the responsive vocals in the back there. An outstanding song for Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Ahead of the meeting next week, they'll discuss adopting groundwater sustainability fees. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority has published a Frequently Asked Questions page on their website. The meeting will be held May 27th in Centennial Park's Norris Room and will start at 4 p.m. Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles at Templeton and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The Paso Robles will be at the District Cemetery, Atascadero at the Faces of Freedom Memorial, and for Templeton, the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And, of course, there were some people who thought that they could do better, and Linda Ronstadt decided that she wanted to ruin the song by recording it, and also Phil Collins. One of the things when they were producing it, Martha Reeves wasn't happy with the repetitiveness of the lyrics. And someone told her, just go ahead and sing. Turned out okay for them. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat the prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.